Lord be with you.
And also with you.
For catechesis this morning, we are at section 4, the sacrament of the altar, the fifth question, which is the last question on the sacrament of the altar there on page 327, just before the section on daily prayers begins. So the question then, who receives this sacrament worthily?
Asking in bodily preparation or certainly find outward training, but that person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. But anyone who does not believe these words or doubts them is unworthy and unprepared. The words for you require all hearts to believe.
So certainly, Luther here gives a rather minimal standard, we might say, for worthy reception of the Lord's Supper. Simply faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. In other contexts, of course, he elaborates on that somebody should not receive the Lord's Supper unless they at least know what it is, the body and blood of Christ in, with, and under Philip Melanchthon would have us say, the bread and wine, and that they have to know why they receive it, which pertains directly to these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, that you come to receive it for the forgiveness of sins. And certainly that worthy reception in and of itself is not what constitutes church fellowship. So our relationships between congregations and what we call altar fellowship or church fellowship depends simply not on recognizing what the Lord's Supper is and what worthy reception of the Lord's Supper is, but agreement on the gospel and all of its articles. The Oxford Confession says, and the formula of Concord emphasizes. So church fellowship is bigger than just acknowledging what the Lord's Supper is and why you come to receive it. But for our individual benefit, here in the small catechism, Luther is emphasizing simply having faith, not all the other things that Roman Catholics of the day might have done, including such things as fasting, not eating a meal before receiving the Lord's Supper. So you might eat the evening meal the night before, but not have breakfast in the morning. And some people do that. My mom will tell stories about remembering on Good Friday. They might only have, eggs in the morning or something, boiled eggs, just enough to get through the chores of the day before they would go to church. So that, there are times where we might fast or do other sort of outward bodily preparation, but that doesn't make us worthy for the Lord's Supper. What makes worthy reception, as Luther says here, is faith, and faith specifically in what is being given here, the forgiveness of sins. Other comments or questions on that question and answer? All right. The preparation for setting 4 is on page 203. I invite you to turn there and please stand for it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
What could be your greatest forgiveness? Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful.
And kindle in them the fire of your love. Hallelujah.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom have you made them all.
The earth is full of your creatures.
These all look to you.
To give them their food in due season.
When you give it to them, they gather it up.
When you open your hand, they are filled with good things.
When you send forth your Spirit, they are created.
And you renew the face of the ground.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
To the apostles, grant us that same Spirit, that we may live in faith and abide in peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today is the day of Pentecost, The appointed Old Testament reading is from Genesis, the 11th chapter. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
With the heart one believes and is justified.
And with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
The second reading is from the book of Acts, the second chapter. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. It shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Remain standing, if you're able, for the singing of the hymn of the day, number 497. Join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Today is the 50th and last day of the Easter season. And so today also is the last day of the festival half of the church year. And yet Pentecost, to some extent, also is a festival in its own right. So much so that the Sundays following it are counted as after Pentecost for the entire non-festival half of the church year. Today's liturgy, both its propers and ordinaries, and the paraments read for the fire of the Holy Spirit,
in various ways reflect Pentecost being in two seasons, two halves of the church year, as it were. Of course, all that is not even to mention that Pentecost had a place on the Jewish calendar of the Old Testament as a harvest festival long before the festival in the New Testament that was used by the Holy Spirit to reap, in some sense, the first fruits of the apostolic church. Today's gospel reading includes some of Jesus' teaching about the work of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus is said to have bid farewell to his disciples on the night when he was betrayed. As we heard, Jesus told his disciples that the Holy Spirit would teach them all things and bring to their remembrance all things that Jesus himself had said to them, no doubt including his speaking about his leaving his peace with them. Considering primarily today's gospel reading, this morning by the power of the Holy Spirit, we remember Jesus' comforting peace. With today's Pentecost pairing of the Old Testament reading about God's confusing the people's language at the Tower of Babel, and the second reading about the Holy Spirit's enabling the apostles to speak in other languages, much is often made of Pentecost as undoing or reversing Babel. Of course, if Babel's confusion of language was really undone by the coming of the Holy Spirit, arguably the apostles would not have needed to have spoken other languages then, and we would not have different languages spoken still now. One may wonder if the apostles really did need to speak other languages then, that is, whether or not Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, or Latin would have served as sort of a bridge language, a lingua franca, if you will, that would have enabled the devout Jews from every nation under heaven in Jerusalem at that time to understand what the apostles might have said. To be sure, a miraculous gift of the apostles speaking in languages that they had never heard, or learned rather, was never explicitly promised by the Lord in any of his teaching about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Rather, the Lord promised such things as we heard in today's gospel reading, that the Holy Spirit would teach the apostles all things and bring to their remembrance all things that Jesus himself had said to them. Do Jesus' words keep us from expecting other things from the Holy Spirit? Do we want speaking in languages never learned? Miraculous healings? Arms uplifted and waving? Dancing in the aisle? Being slain in a spirit of laughter? Do teaching and reminding sound too boring? Are we not content with faithful preaching of the gospel and administration of the sacraments and the results that God sees fit to give them in this place and time? Too often we want to measure success the way the world does, when Jesus does not work the way the world does. For example, in today's gospel reading, Jesus says that the way that the world gives peace is not the way that he gives peace. We do not really need the peace or anything else that the world gives. But we do really need the peace and everything else that Jesus gives. By nature, We are sinful and so unable to have true fear and love of God. We are hostile to God and deserve his punishment now and forever. But out of his great love, mercy, and grace for the sake of Jesus Christ, God calls and enables us to repent and be forgiven. In other words, to receive Jesus' comforting peace. In today's gospel reading, Jesus gave his apostles that peace as a gift. And then Jesus died on the cross in order to earn that peace for them, for the whole world, including us. Jesus rose from the dead and repeatedly appeared to his disciples, greeting them with that peace. After the Father sent in Jesus' name the Holy Spirit, the apostles told the devout men from every nation in their own languages the mighty works of God. As we heard in today's second reading, St. Peter preached that God fulfilled his promise through the prophet Joel, that the Spirit would be poured out on all, and that everyone who called on the name of the Lord would be saved. As we'll hear in the continuation of that sermon in next Sunday's second reading, St. Peter went on to detail how Jesus was crucified and raised and the Holy Spirit poured out. His hearers repented and were baptized, and the Lord added their souls to the church. Contrary to what some wrongly believe, there are not different dispensations, but essentially the Holy Spirit is always available to all, and salvation is always by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. As Jesus said in today's gospel reading, the Holy Spirit taught the apostles all things and brought to their remembrance all things that Jesus himself had said to them. The Holy Spirit not only stands behind the inspired and therefore inerrant Holy Scripture, but the Holy Spirit also is given through the faithful preaching of Holy Scripture and administration of the sacraments. In the second reading, St. Peter faithfully preached Holy Scripture, and later his hearers were baptized. In the gospel reading, Jesus left his peace with his apostles, and we who privately confess to our pastors the sins that particularly trouble us are forgiven in holy absolution and likewise left with peace. And in the Holy Supper, remembrance of Jesus, we eat bread that is the body of Christ given for us and drink wine that is the blood of Christ shed for us. And so we have the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and we depart in peace from this communion rail this morning and also from this life someday. Jesus gives us his peace as a gift. Our hearts need not be troubled, he says, nor afraid. We can be content with the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the faithful preaching of the gospel and administration of the sacraments and the results that God sees fit to give them in this place and this time. We can be content when there is what seems to be trouble at work or at school, at church, in our homes, or with a loved one's or our own health. Later in his so-called farewell discourse, Jesus told his apostles that in the world they would have tribulation, but that they should take heart, for he had overcome the world, and in him they had peace. As we should have prayed for in the collect, if I had prayed the correct collect, we rejoice in the Holy Spirit's consoling us with Jesus' comforting peace. And even if speaking and singing in different languages, we join with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, lauding and magnifying God's glorious name. Pentecost is the end of the Easter season and of the festival half of the church year. But every Sunday after Pentecost, in the non-festival half of the church year, until Advent starts a new church year with another festival half, is still a little celebration of Easter, if not also of Pentecost. We hear of Jesus' death on the cross for us and his resurrection from the grave. We confess our sins and are freely forgiven for his sake. The Holy Spirit continuously comes through his word and sacraments to fill the hearts of us faithful and to kindle in us the fire of his love and to grant us Jesus' comforting peace. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Holy Spirit, we thank and praise you for leading us to repent and receiving the comforting peace of Jesus, sent by the Father in his great love. Help us throughout our lives faithfully to receive forgiveness through your word and sacraments, do the good works of your commandments, and in keeping with our callings in life, and be preserved unto life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Holy Spirit, you call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify the whole Christian church on earth. Strengthen those who are persecuted. Unite in right teaching and practice the Missouri Synod, Texas District, which had its convention this past week, and this circuit, pastors and people together. Call pastoral candidates and fill pastoral vacancies. Bless higher things, especially as they carry out their summer conferences. And for this congregation, return absent members, prosper our Sunday school, direct the elders in their meeting this Tuesday, and make our offerings more than sufficient for the congregation's work. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Holy Spirit, as you put us in Christ, the ruler of this world has no claim on us or any who are baptized either. Strengthen us against all temptations, especially those temptations to sexual sin and to despair. Help our hearts not be troubled or afraid, but fixed on Jesus' comforting peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Holy Spirit, you would be poured out on all flesh. Bless all translators of the Holy Scriptures, that every nation may hear the good news of the mighty works of God in their own language. Use us to reach those you place in our lives who have strayed from the faith and who have never believed, that they may come here and call on your name and be saved. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Holy Spirit, at creation you hovered over the face of the waters. Now grant seasonable weather and rescue, relieve, and restore to all those affected by drought, wildfires and their smoke, flooding, tornadoes, earthquakes, and volcanoes. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Holy Spirit, you do not give peace as the world gives peace. According to your will, grant peace and unity in the world, especially in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine, and in this country. Protect non-combatants in war zones. Bless those who make, judge, and administer our laws on every level of government. Make all people good citizens. And protect, uphold, and grant discernment to all those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and in police, fire, and corrections departments. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Holy Spirit, you guided and directed St. Paul and his companions in their travels. Guide and direct Brady, Charles, and all who travel in our time, whether for work or pleasure or by land, sea, or air. Make their way safe
and their homecomings joyful. Lord, in your mercy. O Holy Spirit, you are our comforter. Comfort those who mourn. Help victims of violent crime to feel safe again. Grant hope and patience to those imprisoned and their families. By your word and sacraments, be present with those who are shut in or otherwise homebound where they are. In your time and way, deliver from their afflictions David, Tracy, Margaret, Tina, Katie, Gwen, Bob, Michelle, Jim, BJ, Anne, and all those in need of healing. And to that end, give all necessary wisdom and skill to those who serve in medical professions. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Holy Spirit, you, the Son and the Father, make your home with those who love you. Bless all earthly homes. Bring expectant mothers and their children safely to delivery. Lead us to better defend your gift of human life. Help all of your people, especially those without spouses or children, to be content in their circumstances. And bless the summer break from schooling. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for the marital blessings that you have given to Bob and Debbie. Always enable them to live together in the forgiveness of sins and deepen their love for you and for one another through every joy and sorrow that they share. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name, sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord, truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In these last days you have poured out your Holy Spirit on your church, that your sons and daughters might proclaim the wonders of your salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your gathered people here, that faithfully eating and drinking the body and blood of your Son, we may go forth to proclaim his salvation to the ends of the earth. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. Oh, Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. Oh, Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God,
body of Christ given for you. Amen. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen.
Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen.